Welcome, everybody, to Dynasty Fantasy Football Full Throttle. I'm Jason.
I'm Jeremy. Episode 5.
Good job, Jeremy. Episode 2?
Yeah, I know.
Last week?
I know. I messed that up big time.
Gosh. And I'm Mark, and this is your podcast for all your Dynasty Fantasy Football pleasures.
Gentlemen, how's it going this weekend?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Not
doing
too bad.
Sick of the snow already?
Yeah, it was a rough week, man, for the snow.
Yes, with that snow.
Yeah, blasted by 2 storms.
Yeah, we did, back to back.
We're supposed to get more on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, I believe.
Felt like a hooker got blasted back to back. Ridiculous, man.
And you got nothing out of it, either.
Nothing out of it, that's right. Not a damn thing.
Talk about whitewash.
Yes.
That's funny.
couldn't see for hours.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Some news first, you know. Congratulations, JJ Watt, for getting off of that terrible team, the Texans.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I originally thought the Lions were going to be the worst team next year.
Yeah, no.
Texans. Texans are going to be bad.
In golf, we trust.
I think,
seriously,
you know what?
He's even talking about reconstructing his contract.
Oh, really?
Yes, I saw. So that way they could have a little bit of leeway in free agency and like maybe give him something and boost the defense.
I really hope Goff just proves everyone wrong.
Just lights it up, dude.
I originally just wanted him to tank.
We saw he's decent. He can be decent at times, so who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, took him to the Super Bowl.
We just need some receivers.
Yeah, because everybody's leaving. Marvin Jones is gone. He's talking, I'm out of here. You know, Galladay's gone.
That's right. Football topic, but do you know who I think the Lions are going to take at 7?
Jamar Chase?
No.
Oh.
Justin Fields.
Jalen Waddell.
Jalen Waddell.
No, I really think they're going to take Waddell.
Really? Yeah. Do you think they're going to take Waddell?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think he might be the second best receiver to come out of this draft.
Who do you think the first is?
You already know who I say.
Who? Is it Bateman?
That's it.
Rashad Bateman.
Or Kyle Pitts.
Right. Or Kyle Pitts. Yeah.
Technically, yeah, Kyle Pitts is a receiver, let's face it.
I'll tell you, this is what I think.
Big-ass receiver.
This is what I hope the Lions do, man. I hope they take Waddle at 7 and take Bateman in the second round.
They could.
Hey, I mean, you need receivers.
Yes.
Like, free agency. They're not going to come here. Free agents aren't coming here.
No, they're not.
Let's face it.
Unless you overpay them.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what sport it is here in Detroit, basketball, football, baseball.
Hockey, they do, though.
Yeah, hockey, they will.
Not lately, but yes.
But with the other three big ones, it's hard to get free agency in here.
Why do you want to come here?
It's shitty weather.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like Miami where it's all nice and you know.
And you don't pay taxes either.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Florida don't have state taxes.
I don't understand why more people don't go to Miami or Jacksonville.
Well, that's just a...
Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay is all
right. Yeah.
Good players,
yeah, Tampa, but. Right. You know, and the Rays have always seemed to do good with a lot less talent.
Yeah.
Tampa does, so.
True.
But off of that, you know, like I said, congratulations, J.J. Watt. You know, so my next question for you about J.J., where would you like to see him go, and where do you think he will go?
I'd like to see him go to Tampa.
And where do you think?
I don't know. If he wants to win a Super Bowl ring, which he deserves, that guy is just a great guy. He funds so much for the city of Houston.
Phenomenal.
I mean, I think I saw something. He raised over $37 million.
Yeah, with the hurricane. Yeah.
Yeah, and hurricane relief.
Yes.
That's just... Yeah, that's a stand-up guy right there.
That's why he's my wife's man, you know? She just... And not only... And that's why my wife likes him. Not only is he one of the best defensive players when healthy, but he's just a good person as well.
Yeah, he seems like a stand-up guy.
Just a good person.
Yeah, he does. He seems like a stand-up guy.
Okay, so that's where we'd like him to go. Where do you think he will go?
Where do I think he'll go? He's got to go to a contending team.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
Green Bay, then.
You think Green Bay?
I think we talked about that. Okay. He might end up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
But
all right, Jeremy, you. Where would you like him to go, and where do you think he will go?
Well, I'd like him to go to Cleveland.
Okay.
Just because Cleveland's my backup team.
They're your 1B, right?
I think that defensive line would be very good with him there.
Yeah.
But
him and Myles Garrett.
Ooh. Yes. But I agree with Mark. I think he's going home.
Yeah,
I think he's going to Green Bay.
All right.
I really do. He's going to go home.
Yeah, okay. So me, personally, I would like to see him in Pittsburgh. We all know he's not going to go to Pittsburgh because they're not a contender. But I just think it would be awesome for him, TJ, and Derek to play because they're all three really close too.
Yes.
So I would love to see that. But I think Here's one for you guys. Buffalo. I think he goes to Buffalo.
Really?
Buffalo's right on the cusp.
That defense is nasty.
Yeah, they're a contending team, too. I think they could really put up a fight against Kansas City
like you guys
next time around.
The same thing you guys say about Green Bay. And you know it's home. He's played in the cold. He doesn't mind playing in the cold. Buffalo would be great for him.
And yeah. JJ did mention that he would consider the Browns, playing for the Browns.
I did see that.
As a quarterback, dude, I'm back there shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Freaking JJ on one side and Myles Garrett, that freak, on the other side. Yeah. That's just nasty.
That's a loaded team, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So they have a good chance of going all the way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So besides JJ, there was another thing that happened in the NFL this week with Carson Wentz.
That's right.
Going to Indy. Told everybody he was going to Indy.
Yeah.
Knew he was going there.
Yeah, really got enough to farm.
It turns to a first-round pick.
It's going
to
be a late first-round pick.
It is. I just once again, congratulations to the Detroit Lions for pulling off the trade that they did for Stafford.
Like I told you yesterday, Detroit got two first-round picks for a quarterback who's accomplished nothing.
Ever. Going back all the
high
school.
No. I know it. I did look up his stats in high school. He was good in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. But... Okay.
Did he win a state championship, though?
Yes, he did.
Okay, all right.
But Carson Wentz would have won the MVP of the league
if he didn't get hurt.
If he didn't get hurt.
And right after that is when he lost Frank Reich.
Yes.
And the injuries, just like Mark said, injuries piled up on him.
They got nothing for him.
And Stafford's washed.
Yes, he is.
Wentz is not washed.
No.
He's still got plenty of years ahead of him.
28?
I think we said 27.
27.
Yeah, that's young.
In the middle.
Yeah, he's got a good, at least 10 years in him.
And I don't know if you guys saw that, like him and Doug Peterson didn't talk for half the season.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They like literally didn't say a word to each other.
They actually had a clip of him mentioning that, or I don't know, there's something on the sidelines where they just, someone gave them the cold shoulder. I don't know who it was, your Peterson or Wentz.
But then I showed you guys that clip of Doug Peterson talking to John Lynch.
Did you guys listen to that?
Oh, he's got it. And Doug Peterson's like, oh, he's got all the intangibles. This and that, talking to John Lynch. And then he goes, as long as we don't screw him up.
They screwed him up. Guess what?
You screwed him up.
Yeah.
Good job.
And we'll see what happens next year.
Yeah, hopefully Frank Reich can get into his head again and tell him, dude, you're good. We've proved it.
Yeah.
Let's show him.
Philly's another team. They're going to be bad next year.
Let's show them. Oh, Philly's going to be real bad.
They're going to be terrible.
And everybody, as Philly fans, don't hold your breath as Jalen Hurts being your starting quarterback next year. I've heard a lot of rumors that they're looking at a quarterback in the first round that they don't really want Jalen Hurts, that the new coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Fields or
Trey
Lance, yeah. whoever's there for him.
That's what I've been told.
Hey, cool. Good for Detroit because I don't want them taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I know you don't. I hope to God they don't.
Yeah.
Hope to God they don't.
It's a waste of a pick.
It is. It really is. So this week, guys, we're going to talk about guys that we thought were going to be good in the NFL. Fantasy purpose wise.
Yep.
But we're just complete duds.
Yeah.
You know. And I don't want to say complete duds. They disappointed.
Yes. And I know you guys like made fun. I didn't put him on my list, but like I put Roy Williams, the receiver from the Lions.
Yeah.
I thought he was a bust.
He was okay for Detroit and
okay, but and for, with being Cowboys. The seventh pick in the draft.
No, yes. I agree. No,
I don't. He didn't amount to anything in the NFL.
And like Mike Williams, we've talked about. And like, I know I didn't put Mike Williams on my list because we've talked about him.
Too many to him and Maurice Clarett.
But Clarett to me wasn't, he was a third round pick.
So what? He was still a stud.
He was a stud in college. He was.
If he didn't sit out that year, I firmly believe he would have been
a first round pick.
Late first, early second round pick.
No, I agree with you. No, I do.
I don't remember, why did he sit out?
So he had to, because once he declared for the NFL draft and you get an agent, even if you fire your agent, you can't come back you can't come back. It's not like we're basketball where you can actually talk. It's weird like that way. So you can't. So once you declare for the draft, for the NFL, they don't let you back into the program.
Yeah, they didn't allow him to leave. Like, he wanted to leave after his second year, but they wouldn't.
As a sophomore, you have to play. There's a rule for college football.
You got to play 3 years.
You have to play three. You have to. You don't have to play. You have to be enrolled to the school for 3 years, which means you can redshirt your freshman year, play your sophomore and junior years, and leave. You've only played technically 2 years since you redshirted,
correct?
But you were at the university for three. So you have to be at the university for three to be able to be eligible.
Yeah.
Him and Mike Williams decided to test it, you know, when they decided, you know, enough is enough. They tried to test it, and they were denied, and nobody would draft them.
Yeah. And that's why I don't have either of them on my list, just because of the fact that we've mentioned them quite a few times already. So that they're not on my list.
Me as well. That's why I didn't put them either. So
they would be if we didn't talk about them.
Yeah, they would. Absolutely. Yes. They would be. So
absolutely.
Honorable mentions there. So, all right, let's get into it. Who wants to start?
Mark, go ahead. You can start.
We can start with a quarterback. Actually, I thought in this day and age, he would have been the Deshaun Watson. Vince Young.
Yeah.
You guys remember the dude?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was a massive fan of Vince Young. Me too. Back in Texas.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
In that USC game?
Yeah. It was probably the best championship game I ever watched.
By far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was legendary, that game.
Great game. Good. And I liked him in the NFL. He had some decent times in the NFL, I believe. You know,
He was okay.
Not like he should have, you know, let's face it. But yeah, you know, he had some moments in the NFL.
He was a third overall pick, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he
was. Actually, won the third overall in the 2006 draft.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Vince Young was special back in college.
Yeah, and he had that hype around him, and I thought he was just going to be just a monster in the NFL, but I think it was probably one of our first dual threat quarterbacks to see
in the last 20 years. He wasn't small either.
He was big.
He was a bigger guy.
Yes, he was 6'5", 232 pounds. Yeah. That's really good size.
You know, most of even nowadays, like Lamar's not big, you know, as a scrambling quarterback.
Yeah.
Lamar's not big. You know, where Vince and Jackson, kind of like Cam, they were both big.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now, Vince Young was after Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Michael Vick came out in 2001, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Or 2002.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vick was
there.
Older than Vince.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Actually, Vick was the ultimate Vick was dual electric. Threat.
Vick was just ultimately electric.
Oh, yeah.
With the football in his hand. Ridiculous.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely.
But surprisingly, he had 46 touchdowns, 51 interceptions. So he had a fairly long career, but it wasn't great. He only had 8,900 yards, pass rating of 74.4, completion percentage of 57.9.
Yeah, because I think they just thought they had it because they were just coming off the Steve McNair era.
Yes.
You know, then being able to get Vince Young, you know, you thought you had it, you know, but you didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a sad career.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think he dealt with a lot of anxiety and mental issues.
Yes, he absolutely did.
It's sad.
Which is sad.
It's sad.
It's terrible.
Man. It is. It really is.
Okay.
So, Jeremy, do you want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
My first guy.
Who's on your list?
Ryan Mallett.
The transfer from Michigan to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Had a decent career after that in Arkansas.
I mean, he was.
And then he got drafted by New England, I want to say?
Yes, third round,
yep.
74th pick. He should have been a first round pick.
Yeah, should have.
I mean, he was 6'6", 250 pounds.
He had an arm.
He had an arm.
I remember when he came here to Michigan, I remember him watching a clip of him on one knee and just lobbing the football like 70 yards from like one knee.
I thought with New England drafting him that he was going to take over to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But
Tom just kept going.
Yeah, he kept going. Ryan Mallett did nothing. The most yards he's ever thrown for was 1,336 yards and five touchdowns. That was in 2015.
And who did they end up trading him?
Yeah, he went to Houston.
That's what it was. Yes. Yeah, and he started. Yeah, and everybody thought, oh God, here it goes. Ryan Mallett finally gets his chance to be a starter, yes. And then he was just a.
And dud. Then he went to Baltimore, and I thought he was going to be a stud in Baltimore, and he did nothing. The most yards he threw for is 56 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. That's bust.
I thought he was going to be good. Yeah. Because he never got a chance in New England because Brady just kept going and going and going.
Exactly.
So when he went to Houston, I thought, okay, because I think Bill O'Brien grabbed him. I think that was Bill O'Brien's first mistake when he came to the Texans.
Correct.
Is bringing in Ryan Mallett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a long, you know, then came the laundry list of dumb stuff he did. Yeah. But, so he brought in Ryan Mallett. I was like, okay, that is awesome. That is great. I thought he was going to be great. And he was just, he was terrible, man. He just looked awful in the NFL.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So, my first guy, he was a first-round pick in 2005. He was a 21st pick. He was a quarterback in college. Then he came out and was a wide receiver in the NFL. And his name is Matt Jones.
Well, I remember Matt Jones. Jacksonville, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
Did he get busted for cocaine or something?
Yeah. Is that what it was? He had drug problems later on. So, obviously, his career was a dud. He had flashes.
Drug.
Yeah. He had flashes. He had flashes of being, you know, he was like, he was 6'6", 200 something pounds.
Yeah.
And he was fast.
Yeah.
You know, he was fast. And he just, he had flashes of greatness, you know, of goodness. I shouldn't say greatness. He had flashes of being good, but then, like you said, then trouble came along.
Yeah.
Drugs came along, and I believe a DUI came along after that, and it was just. Then he was out of the league. Like I said, he was drafted in 05, and I think he lasted 4 years in the league.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so just a complete dud for being a first-round pick. And, you know, especially as a wide receiver that had it. I mean, he had everything
to
be good. So
Just never
materialized.
Exactly.
So,
okay.
Mark, what about your next one?
This guy was very easily forgotten. Bishop Sankey. You guys remember that dude?
Yes. No, I brought it up. I brought him up to Jason the other day. He's like, who's that?
Yeah.
I'm like, he was going in and he was like the second, third pick in fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
Tennessee, right?
Tennessee.
I don't remember him.
He got picked in 2014, second round, 54 overall.
That's how bad it was. And I know my players. I mean, we were talking, you know, he'll be bringing them up. And I even knew where the guy that Jeremy's going to talk about here in a little bit even went to college.
Okay.
The gentleman. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But I don't even remember who Bishop Sankey is.
Yeah, he came out.
Oh, my God. Like I'm trying to think. I can't even remember him.
Went to University of Washington.
Washington, huh?
Very short career.
Yeah, he was a turd.
Oh, my gosh. 29 games. Averaging. Well, no, he didn't. Didn't average, but he had only 199 yards total for his career. Or sorry, that's attempts. Now rushing yards, he had 762 and only 3 touchdowns. That first year in Tennessee, he started in 9 games, had total 569 yards rushing, 2 rushing touchdowns, and an average of 3.7.
That's bad.
Yeah.
But that was a year where there was really nobody as a rookie.
No.
The pick for a running back.
Because him, the reason he sticks out so much to me, because his rookie year was my first year playing Dynasty Fantasy Football.
So he was like a first year.
Because he came out with Sammy Watkins, Eric Ebron.
Yeah.
He came out the same year as all those guys.
Gotcha.
And that's why he went third in our Dynasty draft. And he just completely crapped the bed.
Bust.
Yeah.
Bust.
Yes.
Bust.
I agree.
You're a bust.
Yes. Okay.
Cool. Jeremy.
All right. My next guy on my list. Like I said, you guys talk about a bust is they're just bad all around, where it's if they have one good year, are they considered a bust? This guy, Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub was drafted in the 2004 draft, third round, 90th pick. I was massive. I was huge on that guy. I thought Matt Schaub was going to be huge.
Yeah, a lot of Falcons fans did
believe that.
Texans, yep.
Yes, and There was one year he threw for 4,770 yards and 29 touchdowns. And then the year after, he threw for 4,370. That's good numbers.
Those two years?
But that's just 2 years.
Oh, I get it. It's only 2 years, yeah.
It's he had an okay career, but the way they talked about that guy, he was going to be a stud.
Yeah, he was going to be an elite quarterback for years to come. Yeah.
And it's like they didn't want Atlanta wasn't trading him for anything. They were holding on to him.
Yeah, because he was the backup.
Because he was the backup to Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Was he the backup to Vick?
Yes. Yep. They would not trade him for anything.
That's right. Yep.
And it's...
And then when Vick left, he stepped in and had those couple good years.
Exactly.
And then they drafted Matt Ryan.
And then they drafted Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
and then he went, sat on the bench again.
Yes, he did.
Nah, yeah. I think that then he finally went to the Texans
No, he went to the Texans in 2007. And that year, he played in 11 games and threw for 2,241 yards and 9 touchdowns.
Yeah, he was a turd.
And 9 interceptions.
He was a turd.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, I know.
But he did improve after that. After that year, like every year, like then he threw for 3,043 yards and the 4,770 yards. But
so he had three decent years.
Okay, but when you're a quarterback, if you're good, you're good.
No, he wasn't good.
And it's you don't have three good years and regress.
No, I get it. No, I agree.
So yes, agree. That's why he is okay. To me he's a bust.
What was he, a third-round pick?
Yeah, the 90th overall pick.
Okay, I mean, it's not a big chance on you, but all right. Okay, he's your bust.
Yes.
So my next one is Paxton Lynch. He was a first-round pick for the Denver Broncos in 2016. He was the 26th pick in the first round, but you're a first-round quarterback. You had zero. You were a starter for the year zero times in the NFL.
You want to hear something funny?
And prior to the 2018 season, he was cut, and he was recently just signed though with the Seahawks as a backup. I don't know if that's still true or not, but that's the last I heard. So, and I thought he was going to be good. He was a sneaky pick when he got drafted in 16. Very sneaky pick.
Yeah,
and he was a big guy, had decent college numbers, just never panned out in the NFL.
And they still had Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas.
Yes, they did.
So
they
he had good to, receivers he to did. Pass to.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, go for it, man.
So the guy that you took over his team in my league?
Yep.
You know, I ain't going to say his name, but he's...
I know who he is.
He traded me a first-round pick for Paxton Lynch.
That's how that... And when I took over the team, I think I even said to you, who the hell fucking... Draft Paxton Lynch.
Yeah, that's he's. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, well, he thought he was going to be good. A lot of people thought he was going to be good.
Yeah.
He was a
first round. I know, I thought he was going to be good too, but
you know, and it was a super flex league.
Yeah,
so you know,
oh yeah,
and was it a low first round pick?
That I don't recall. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Right? No. Yeah, but yeah, he was a bust. Paxton Lynch was just one of those quarterbacks. Ryan Leaf type quarterbacks that was just a. I know he didn't go as high as Ryan did, but he's still a first round quarterback.
Yes,
you should be good in the NFL if you get drafted. No matter where you play in the first, if you get drafted in the first round, no matter where you play, you got to be good. You have to be good.
You have to be good, but they're not always. It's
I
mean, look at you had.
That's why they're busts.
Blaine Gabbert.
That's why they're busts.
Yeah.
Gabbert's another one you could have put on this list if he's not
Christian
on your
Ponder.
List.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if he's on anyone's list. Sorry, I mentioned him. I haven't even looked at any of your guys' list, so I don't even know if that. I'm like, I'm just throwing people out there. Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine.
Are they on your list?
No.
Okay.
No,
he's not on mine either.
Okay.
That was a good one, though, by the way.
I didn't even ponder.
I didn't even.
Yeah, you didn't.
Mark. You get applause. And that was funny. But yeah. So next, that would be you, Mark?
Yes. One of the more relevant busts.
Relevant.
Darius Geis.
Ooh, yeah, that one hurts me too. Bad.
I had a boner for that guy, man. Tonight. Massive.
Bad one.
Massive.
Hey, a lot of people did.
Yeah. Still sits on my roster in Jeremy's league.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why? He was just released this year.
Yeah, but for domestic abuse, that's...
Yeah.
That's a no-no. Yeah. There's no
agent. I know he's not coming back, but he's still under contract for me, so...
Is that your human victory cigar?
It is. It is. Just keeping him there.
Yeah, so
that hurts, dude. Yeah, it does. Because like Jeremy said, I was huge on the guy.
Just really quick, like huge. In our fantasy drafts, he went second. At all. Second. Who went first that year?
Fournette.
Okay.
Fournette came out the year before. Geist followed Fournette the year after.
Oh, Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley went one.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, because it was either and people were even saying Saquon or Geist at one point. And
Saquon was the clear number one.
Clear number one. Absolutely. Even though he's trending towards this list, in my opinion.
That whole year was terrible. I mean, I'm sure you guys have a few guys from that year on your list.
I know, I
do.
Yeah, who else was it? Was that like Sony Michel?
Yeah.
And.
Wait a minute.
No.
Because he came out with Shot
the year
Penny.
After.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was Michelle Chubb.
I can't remember who was in that draft. Who else was in that draft?
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt was a second round pick.
Kareem
Hunt
went the year before that. He came out with Leonard Fournette.
Oh,
Joe Mixon, stuff like that.
All the years just start seeping in together when you start doing.
Dynasty. You start doing this, tend to know all these rookies.
Yes.
But he got drafted in the second round, 59 overall. I wasn't really high on him. That had him skeptic.
He was that bowling ball that in between the tackles that could catch the football.
And
yes,
I thought he was going to be good.
And the thing,
I thought he was going to be better than Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. There was talks that he was a better running back than Fournette,
and I believed him. I believed he was going to be better than Fournette.
His character issues, that was a red flag for me, and I'm like, all right, I'm staying away from the dude. If people are passing on this guy, stay away.
Yeah, with the whole, like, him saying that people were saying stuff about his mom, that threw up some stuff with me as well.
It just shows a lot about your character, it made me want to just push away from him. I didn't want to draft him. I mean, he had a pathetic career. He only started
one game.
So I'm looking up that draft. That's the 2018 draft. With Saquon Barkley. You also have Calvin Ridley, Sony Michel, Lamar Jackson,
Nick Chubb,
Ronald Jones, Corlin Sutton, Mike Gesicki, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, it was a decent draft.
Christian Kirk, Anthony Miller. All these people were drafted ahead of him. Then Darius Geist went in the second round, 59.
Yeah.
I still remember I was at a...
you were praying was taken.
I was at a fundraiser that night during the second round.
Yeah.
And you were texting me.
Yes, I was.
Who was getting drafted, like, every pick.
Yeah, because you wanted me to.
And then when the Lions came, I'm like, oh, my God, sweet. Darius Geist is going to be ours. And they took Kerryon Johnson. I was livid.
I remember the text. Mother bee, son of a bee, stupid beep.
Oh, was I pissed.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
But, I mean, Kerryon Johnson was another bust, too.
Yeah, Kerryon's been a bust, too, in the NFL so far. So, yeah. Jeremy.
But, hey.
Wait, hold on. No, there's still.
We'll get his stats. Oh. 42 rushing attempts, 245 yards, 2 touchdowns, averaging 5.8 a game. He would have been great, but he's just a bonehead.
Yeah,
so
he is.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, he could have been good,
but like you said, he could have been good, but he was a bonehead.
Yeah.
You know,
and the injury screwed him over, too.
And Jeremy, in my opinion, has the biggest bonehead of them all on his list, so when he gets to him, I'll tell you who that bonehead is.
Okay, was it my turn?
Yeah, it is your turn, actually.
Yeah,
okay.
We're good.
My next guy... I thought he was going to be the guy, the next big thing in the NFL, and that's Titus Young.
Really?
Titus Young.
I never thought he was going to be the next big thing. I thought he was going to be a decent receiver in the NFL out of the slot, but I didn't think he was going
to
be.
A slot? He was huge. He was too big to be a slot receiver.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't huge.
Yes, he was.
I thought he was only like 6 foot.
I didn't realize he only played 2 seasons.
Yeah. Let's see how big he was. But like I said, he was a second-round pick, the 44th overall pick by the Lions.
5'11", 175 pounds.
Oh, okay, that's not that big.
No, he was a slot guy.
This guy, he suffers from CTE.
Yeah. I don't even know
mental,
if it's CTE.
I just think it's mental issues.
Mental illness, yes.
I mean,
it seemed like he was kind of...
He was stealing routes from other receivers on the Lions, and he just... He was nothing but a problem. I remember when he punched Lewis Delmas.
I'm sorry, what was he doing? Stealing routes?
Yeah. Like, because he wanted to get the touchdown.
Oh, so he was taking their route that was the 1A route?
Yes.
A thug.
Yeah. Like, so I was looking him up, like, looking at his whole sheet. I forgot all about when he punched Lewis Delmas in practice.
I remember that.
Then they released him. The Rams claimed him. I'm like, he's going to be a stud with the Rams. No, they released him 10 days later. And then in 2013, he was arrested twice in one day. And then 5 days later, he gets arrested again for burglary. I mean, he had the world by the balls.
Yeah.
And he...
Insane, hey.
It's that mental... People sweep that mental...
You can't
mental issues,
can't
mental health issues under the rug. Like, it's no big deal.
You can't do it.
Like, people think, like, depression is like, oh, just... If you have issues, Just take a pill. It's not that easy.
Yeah. It isn't. And trust me, it's not, guys. It's not.
I mean, exactly. Absolutely. It's like, I know. I mean, dude, I struggle. I don't want to say I struggle, but it's like, I'll sit there and dwell. You know how I used to be when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. You were the biggest. I mean, you were the biggest.
Dick.
You were a dickin', but you were always a worrywart, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm saying it's like, all I did was just, like, talk shit, man. And it's like, dude, it's like I dwell on the way I used to treat people.
Can't do that.
I know you can't, but my whole point is, like, I dwell on that. It's like, imagine what someone who's dealing with depression, like, what they're going through. It's like, I'm worrying about crap that I did 20-something years ago as a kid. Yep. Now imagine it's like this guy's suffering from depression, and God knows what else he's suffering from.
Bipolar, schizophrenia.
And just take a pill or just deal with what you're dealing with. It's no big deal, man.
I hope
piss
he's
off.
And I hope he's doing good now, man. I do.
Yeah.
I hope he's got you know, because obviously we don't hear nothing about him now. So
yeah,
hope he's doing good for himself.
Absolutely.
Hopefully everything went well for him.
So
after all that, but yes, he was a bust for the Lions for sure,
absolutely.
Should have been a lot better for being a first round pick, or he was a second round pick, correct?
Second round pick, 44th pick.
Yeah, you know, second round picks are supposed to come in and play and be good.
Yes,
and I mean he played, but he wasn't good.
Correct.
So my next one is another receiver. So after looking at my list, I think I'm going to go with my next guy, and it's going to be Philip Dorsett. He played for the Colts and the Pats. He was a first-round pick. He was the 29th pick in the 15th draft.
I thought he was going to be a stud with Andrew Luck. Yeah, I thought he was going to be the number one or number two, and Andrew Luck throwing to him. I thought the guy was going to be a stud.
So you guys want to hear this?
Let's hear it.
Career stats. And if I'm not mistaken, Justin Jefferson put up more his rookie year than this guy did in his whole career.
Dang.
Wow.
So out of 5 years in the NFL... He had 124 catches for 1,634 yards. I know Justin Jefferson didn't have that many yards receiving. Along a 64 with 11 touchdowns.
Wow. Is he with New England?
The last he was with New England, yes. Yeah. In 19. He was not even on a team this year, I don't think.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, like I said, I thought he was going to be good in the NFL like you.
Yeah.
Coming into the Colts, had Andrew Luck. They needed to give him a receiver because Reggie Wayne and – all those other guys were getting older.
Yep. I totally forgot about him.
Like, yeah, that's he's going to be good.
I had him on two of my teams, so that's why
he's going to be good, and then he was just a flop.
Yes.
Just a complete bust.
Absolutely. Never turned out to be anything.
Nothing. No. And then he went to New England, and I thought, all right, changes his scenery, gets Tom Brady. He's going to be good. Tom can always make a receiver look good. He's never had an elite receiver besides Randy Moss in his later years.
Yeah.
And then, nope. Just couldn't do it even there. So, yeah. All right, guys. So, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with Mark's next pick. All right? And we are back. Mark?
Yeah, buddy. I passed on a receiver last round. So, I gotta make it up this round.
And all right.
Boy, it's one heck of a bust, even for the Chicago Bears. Kevin White. Remember Kevin White?
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was supposed to be good coming out. Yep. He's supposed to be good.
Out of University of West Virginia.
Yep.
And he have a brother, too. Or no, am I thinking of someone else?
You know what? I think there was a quarterback that played for West Virginia. I think, I don't know if there's a relation.
No, that
relation.
Was, God, what was that? I forget what his first name was. He wasn't he a Heisman Trophy finalist?
I think so. But anyway, so he got drafted in 2015.
Yeah,
went seventh overall by the Bears.
I just named another wide receiver in the first round in 2015 with Dorsett.
Pat White.
Yeah, no relation, I don't think.
But, yeah, he had injury issue, I remember.
Big time.
During.
Even in college, even at West Virginia, he was always injury prone, and that was his one concern everybody talked about coming into the NFL, and it just kept happening in the NFL.
Yeah, it lingered in the combine, and there was some concern during the draft, but I think the Bears just overlooked that and just went for talent.
Yeah.
And he was very talented.
Oh, he was. When he played and he got on the field, he had the moves to make it in the NFL, just like couldn't stay healthy. The guy was the epitome of could not stay healthy.
Just terrible. I mean, he started four games in 2016, only had 19 receptions out of 37 targets, 187 yards.
What year was he drafted?
15.
Yeah. 15,
okay.
Did not score.
Same year as Dorsett was. That was the year of the bust for the wide receiver.
Yeah. Didn't even score a touchdown.
Yeah, because someone in Dave's league that I'm in, so I think someone dropped him. I picked him up immediately in our dynasty league. And
when did they drop him?
It was like maybe like 3 years after he was drafted.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I was like, man, I'm going to pick this guy up. Just
right. He was a first-round pick.
He's a first-round pick.
Right.
And I dropped him the year later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a bust. In 2017, totally. He had two receptions for 3 yards. 2018, he had four receptions for 92 yards. Wow. 2020, he played for San Francisco. Didn't even calculate a stat. Yeah. So,
wow.
Short career.
Now, question.
No production.
Do you guys see Anthony Miller for the Bears going that way?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That guy.
Going the same way as Kevin White is.
But
he was
put
a
up.
Suck guy, wasn't he?
What's that?
Wasn't he a Buckeye? A Buckeye? Was he a Buckeye?
A Buckeye. I know what you meant by his
name. No, you went to Memphis.
Anthony Miller.
Wait, why did I think he went
Memphis? Anthony Miller went to Memphis. Braxton Miller?
Maybe it was Braxton.
Yeah.
He went from quarterback to wide receiver. Yeah. Probably Braxton.
But Anthony Miller, I mean, he had some good years behind him.
He's only been in the league for a couple now.
I think three. He's been in the league for 3 years.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And this year was his first okay year.
But, I mean, he put better numbers than Kevin White. Let's just put it that way. Well,
two receptions, 3 yards.
Come on, Jeremy, you can do it. Yeah. I believe in you.
Oh, God. If
you're, just one more yard.
Yeah, get lit off, man.
Hey, that's a good feat. I mean, to be the NFL player.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Oh.
Well, beat my stats. That'll be funny. Some new game show.
Beat my stats. There you go. All you got to do is get two catches.
Yeah.
Not even a challenge is on.
Is that what you call it nowadays when you're talking about beating your stats?
Deshaun Watson sitting in my head all day long. Just wait until Trevor Lawrence comes out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't stop looking at his profile picture.
Beating those stats all day long, man.
It's not called Netflix and chill. It's called beating those stats.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy. Let's beat his stats.
All right.
Let's go. My guy.
He's in the news this week.
Really? Who's that?
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Okay.
First round pick, 6th overall pick by Cleveland. That was Detroit's pick, and Detroit swapped picks with Cleveland. And that's when Detroit got Roy Williams, which I think is a bust. But
yeah, either
Kellen
or.
Winslow, I'm looking at his numbers. I mean, I call him a bust because he had decent numbers. But when you're the 6th overall pick,
you need to play for a lot longer than he did. My bad.
He played for 9 years.
Did he play for 9 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
But his best year was 2007, 82 receptions, 1,106 yards, and 5 touchdowns.
You got to have more than 5 touchdowns.
I know, but it's not bad. It's not bad numbers. And then his second best year was in 2009 with Tampa, with 77 receptions, 884 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He's never got more than 5 touchdowns in the NFL.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, the guy came from Miami.
Tight end U.
Tight end U.
Not only that, but his dad was Kellen Winslow.
Yes.
Yeah.
The senior, one of the best tight ends ever to play the game. The Chargers. Yes. He was phenomenal.
I thought Kellen Winslow was, Jr. was going to be a stud.
No, I agree.
And he, to me, he crapped the bed.
Oh, he did.
Big
he did.
Time.
Absolutely.
He was too busy saying he's a soldier.
Yeah.
Why don't you be a soldier on the field then? That you weren't, dude.
He's going to be a soldier for somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, don't drop the soap, buddy.
Yeah, plop, plop.
14 years of that.
Plop, plop. He might like it, though. He might like it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
A lot of targets hitting jail. That for him.
He'll be brought up again. He'll be definitely be brought up again in maybe, spoiler alert, the turd of the week.
Okay.
We'll see.
Anything else on Kellen Winslow? Are we good with him?
No, we're good. We're okay. Good with him.
All right.
We shouldn't give him as much spotlight as he's going to get.
Yeah.
For what he did.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. So I'm up next, and my next one is the Tennessee quarterback. He was a first pick. He was a first round pick, 8th overall in the 2011 draft. And that would be Jake Locker out of the Tennessee Titans. This guy could have been something.
Yes.
Should have been something.
Didn't he just quit? Is that what happened? I think he just retired out of nowhere.
Yeah, he did. He played 4 years. Played 4 years in the NFL. His best year was his second year. He threw for 2,176 yards on 177 completions with 314 attempts. Man, he just
the bad. Year before.
This guy is just he was just bad. His career stats, get this, 57.5 completion percentage. Not bad. Not bad. 4,967 yards total career with 27 touchdowns.
Yeesh.
Justin Herbert almost put that up, like, legitimately as a rookie.
I thought Justin Herbert put up 32 touchdowns.
I was like, just 32 or 33?
33, but I'm saying yardage. He had him everywhere else but yardage. Barely. This guy threw for 4,967 yards in his career. And Justin almost did that his rookie year.
I mean, yeah, he was a freshman All-American.
And the year before he came out, he decided to stay. And the year before that, he probably may have been the first overall pick in the NFL draft, too.
Wasn't he? He was a senior, right? Didn't he stay
all 4 years?
Yeah, he stayed. If he would have left his junior year, they were saying he would have been the first overall pick.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. But yeah, and he just turned out to be another, sorry for them, another Marcus Mariota, who probably could be on this list too. I don't know if anybody's got him.
But I don't have him.
But yeah, I mean, and just think, they went from Locker to Mariota.
How crazy. Yeah. I mean, just off topic really quick, how crazy is it? It's you. If you look at next year's draft, like if you look at 2022's draft, it's like you got Sam Howell as the first overall pick.
Yep.
I mean, but you can go into next year, and that guy could go from the first overall pick to a 6th-round pick.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Who was the guy that played for Miami? Oh, Brad Kaya. Brad Kaya was supposed to be his junior year was going to be the first. I think it was his junior. He was projected to be the first overall pick.
Yeah.
And then when he came out the next year, the guy got drafted with the 7th round by the Lions.
Yeah.
And he was nothing.
Yeah.
Same thing with who's the guy from Michigan State? Just a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. No.
No. Why am I drawing a
he's a cocky dude too. Yes. And he
oh my god, I'm drawing a blank on him.
To the Raiders.
Yeah, yes. To the Raiders. He was supposed to be a first round pick. Why am I drawing a blank on
so
him?
So am I. So am
it's
I. A, but
of
I
course,
know
it's like the simple name too.
That it I is. Can't remember. It is. But I know who you're talking about. And yeah, he went to the Raiders. And yeah, he was like a 6th round pick too. Just
no. It's gonna annoy me.
I think he fell a few rounds. I don't think he
was
went
he a third?
That late. I think he went like 3rd or 4th.
Well, he had a couple, and he started a couple of games for him too because the quarterback that was there had gotten hurt. I remember.
But, Jason, I'm going to foul your Jake Locker up, and I'm going to give you a lock for that locker.
Oh, lock for the locker.
Yes.
Yes.
By the name of Drew Lock.
Drew Lock.
Yes.
Quarterback.
He has turned out to be a huge bust. I don't understand it. He's got
Can we call him a bust yet in Denver?
Oh, yeah.
You think we can call him a bust?
I mean, they're already looking for their next quarterback.
They are. They've been talking about it. They have been. So,
but
Do you think they're going to get a quarterback? Or do you think he's? I think he's going to be the starter again next year.
I don't think so. Well, the thing is, they haven't really been in any trade talks, I don't think.
That's why I think he's going to be the starter next year.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
I'm going to have another season of Drew Lock.
You are. So am I.
With who that guy has, that offense is stacked.
So, you know, yeah. we were during our draft, and I'm sorry about this, and I'm apologizing to this man, when we were talking about good Alabama wide receivers, we forgot about Jerry Jeudy, people. We never said Jerry Jeudy.
Well, because he did nothing this year. It's like he was,
but he was still a good Alabama wide receiver, and he's going to be good in the NFL.
Absolutely. We know he just needs a quarterback.
He needs a quarterback. Exactly.
Oh, really quick, that Michigan State quarterback, Connor Cook.
Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Connor Cook, yeah.
Gonna.
Yes.
A tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Denver, that's why I thought if Matt Stafford would have got traded to Denver, he would be good there. It's They have good weapons.
They have good weapons. They do. Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, KJ Hamler, Patrick.
Tim Patrick.
Noah Fant.
Yeah. Yeah. The running backs, Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. And
Phillip Lindsay's kind of just falling off.
He is. Phillip Lindsay, really. He had his one good, you know, rookie year. But yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm ready to call Drew Lock a bust. I mean, I know.
Oh,
he's on my team. You are as well.
He's trash. Know?
I want to give him one more.
Oh, yeah. Says the trash man himself, taking out the trash.
Taking it out. But I'm going to give him one more before I call him a bust. I got to. He's on my team. I got to give him that chance.
Even though he ran for that rushing touchdown.
F him for me. That. Forget him for
in
that.
In the championship game against you.
But he's on my other team, so I got to like him.
Yeah, he's a turd in my book because his first year, I know he didn't play the full season. He only played 5 games. Had 100 completions, 64% completion rating, and not rating, but percentage. 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. That's not really that great to me. 3 interceptions. Now, the following year, the year that he started 13 games, had 443 attempts for 254 completions, 57% completion rating. 2,900 yards, 16 touchdowns, with 15 interceptions to follow that. Yeah, the dude, to me, is a bust.
Yeah,
all right, you're twisting my arm. he's on that bust.
So, yeah, put that lock on that locker.
Yeah, he's a bust. Yeah, he's a bust.
All right, so it's me?
You flipped me there, Mark, on that one. He's a bust.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it's on you.
Don't
you
ask to know just really quick? When you made the comment saying, oh, he's on my team, so I'm going to give him a chance, don't you sound like a parent just has a bad kid?
I do.
Or you just make every excuse in the book why they're bad.
That's funny.
Seriously. That's what you sound like.
Well, yeah, he's on my team. Can't help it.
Yeah. Sound like you got Ted Bundy's kid.
I got blinders on, man, when they're on my teams. Got those blinders on.
Yeah.
I got Ted Bundy as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great kid.
He's a great kid.
Don't worry about the people he's
killed. Don't look under his bed, though. He's a great kid. All right, Jerry.
Anyway, my next guy, I think we'll all agree on this, is Josh Gordon.
And that was the guy I was talking about who I think these next two guys are going to be said are the epitome of should have been studs in the NFL.
Yeah, Josh Gordon.
But just couldn't put the drugs down.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When Josh Gordon played for Cleveland, he was better than Calvin Johnson.
I would have to almost agree with you. And when he was young, and he was, yeah, I mean, he looked like he was just going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, how many games he played that first year where he showed out?
7 or 8.
No, his first game he played 16 games his first year. He had 50 receptions, 805 yards, 4 touchdowns. But his year two, he played, remember, he was suspended.
Yeah.
2 games.
Yep.
He comes back, has 87 receptions, 1,646 yards, only 9 touchdowns.
I thought it was like 15.
No, that was his best. And then he got suspended. Then the year after that, he got suspended again, but he only played 5 games, had 303
That's
yards.
Where it all
no
fell
touchdowns.
Down.
And then after that, the best he's ever done after that was 41 receptions, 737 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
Dude,
that was his best, and he was with Cleveland then, so.
He was kept on people's rosters just sitting there for a year after year after year.
Yep.
He went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Again, picked back up and sat on people's rosters
yep.
a year after year because of the talent.
And he was redrafted.
This man had.
Yes. He was redrafted a couple times. Because yeah. it's Josh, because Josh Gordon just balled out
yeah.
when he played.
Yep.
But you can't put the weed down for 10 years of your life like Ricky yeah. Williams. The
yeah,
dude, you can't.
Ricky.
Yeah. Hey,
but what, I
well, he came back and he still did real good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But when Miami, because that one year he ran for 1,800 yards for Miami, and then he got that massive contract, and then he just let it all go.
Yeah.
And that's when he, as life went on, he realized, like, yeah, I screwed up.
Yeah,
he did. You can't put the... Okay, you like to smoke weed? That's cool. But I know a lot of people that love to smoke weed. If I was to say, I'll give you $20 million right now to not smoke weed for 10 years.
Could I do it?
Could you do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Absolutely. You're a moron. You're a dumbass.
In a heartbeat.
And Josh Gordon, it's like... But here's my issue with the NFL is when they suspend a player, it's like when they get suspended... I'm not saying they're all bad dudes, but you done something bad.
Yeah.
So what's better when you suspend a player, they're not allowed in the facility. To me, that's stupid. Don't you want them?
You got to keep them away from their problems.
That's dumb. It's keep them around their players, their teammates, and let them try to help them get on the right path.
It's supposed to be a family, right?
It's supposed to be a family. But they keep the players you're not allowed in the facility. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
It is dumb, and you're pushing them towards the bad stuff.
You are,
and some of these guys grew up in those broken homes where they don't have the support.
Exactly,
and these guys got multi-million-dollar homes where they're huge homes where they can get away from everybody and go do their drugs.
Because most of these guys, it's just my opinion. Most of these guys are around. Like, yes, people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Where no,
whatever like, you say, they'll say yes.
They say yes.
Absolutely.
You need real friends around you. It's just people leech off these guys.
Yeah.
They mooch off them and they. And
they're boys, man. Like the people that
even
think
family
they're
members.
Boys and they're family members. Yes.
Ballers.
Yes.
It describes it very good in Ballers.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never watched that show.
Like, you see the 30 for 30 episode on. All the players that went broke.
Yeah.
It's like the family members that just leech off them. And it's, you need to be, it's, this might sound wrong to say this, but once you get big, you got to cut, you might have one best friend that you can keep. The rest of them, you cut them loose.
Yeah.
It's almost, you're a millionaire. Now you're hanging out with people that don't have nothing. Those people are going to leech, they're not your friends.
Right.
They're leeches.
Yes.
And you got to cut them loose. Even family members. The family members are going to use you and use you and use you, and you have to cut. Sorry, you might have to cut your mom or dad loose that are just leeching off you. Sorry, it's you need to think
it's just,
of yourself.
You don't got to cut them. You don't got to cut them loose, but just when they ask for money, no, you ain't getting shit. Sorry,
like,
don't
just,
quit
just
asking.
No, I know this is off topic. We have a friend who used to live two streets down from me. Three brothers. You know who I'm talking about. You know, they're my like the one brother told me. Every week, the mom, put her hand out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they gave them all their money. And I told the one, you need to think of yourself, dude. I know she's your mom, but what's going to happen when you need to do for you?
Right.
And that's how they are with these players, man. It's you can't just do for your whole family. You need to do for you.
Oh yeah, you do. Absolutely.
So, sorry, I got off. We're going off about Josh Gordon and
With Josh Gordon to back up Josh Gordon, my next one is his buddy Justin Blackmon.
Oh God,
another guy that just couldn't keep it on the field for drugs.
That guy should have been a stud,
dude. Coming out, he was the next big thing.
Jacksonville, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Jacksonville. He was the very good. He was the fifth pick.
Wow, okay.
In the 2012 draft, first round pick. He was a starter for 1 year. This guy had some amazing career stats, let me tell you. So career stats in technically three seasons in the NFL, he caught 93 balls for 1,200 yards and six scores.
I wonder what happened to him. Like, where's he at today?
Good question. I mean, he was just – but honestly – 2012, his rookie year, he actually got 16 games in. 16 games. He played in 14 of them. Oh, sorry. Yep, played in all 16. I'm sorry. He had 132 targets for 64 catches for 865 yards and 5 touchdowns as a rookie. His next year, he only played in 4 games. He had 29 targets. We had 1 touchdown and 415 yards, and then he didn't play a single snap after that.
Yeah, what a sad story.
Once again, it was drugs.
Yeah.
It was all drugs with him. Dude, he was 6'1", 210 pounds. He was good. I mean, he was good in college. I want to say Oklahoma State?
Yes.
Justin Blackman, yeah. Correct? Yeah, I remember him playing in college. I even thought, like, dude, this kid's going to be good in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Just couldn't put the drugs down.
You know what kept me from doing hardcore drugs?
Me?
Well, besides you. Yeah, you're the poster child. Seriously.
Back in the day, it was
no,
fun.
But no joke. The movie Requiem of a Dream.
Yeah.
That movie, seriously.
Is that the one with
Jared Leto and,
yeah.
And Marlon Wayans?
Yeah,
and
no, never seen it.
That movie, I watched that movie and see what happened to them. That movie made me not do hardcore drugs.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen that movie too. It's scary as hell.
It's terrifying.
It messes with your head.
Yes, it does. And that movie, like I said, I believe every kid should watch that movie.
Yeah. I watched it when I was junior in high school.
I think they should show that. I think once you get to like junior, your first year of junior high, they should show that movie to every kid, because that movie single-handedly made me not want to do hardcore drugs.
Yeah. It'll scare the living shit out of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Never seen it.
Oh, you have to.
No.
Yeah. It's no, really watch good. It. It's I couldn't imagine just being a slave to something like that.
Gotcha.
To drugs. And it's like, it just takes over your life. And no, thank you.
Yeah, and that's right. That movie, it puts you in the character's shoes.
Yes, it's watch the movie.
I'll take a look realistic. At it. Yeah, I'm not a big movie guy, but I'll look at it.
But
Mark, your next one.
My next bust. As far as you guys haven't mentioned him yet, the University of Michigan product, Braylon Edwards.
Oh. Well, I thought you were going to say David Terrell. Michigan.
Either.
Which he was.
Yeah, both. Both were.
He went.
Braylon had like one good year for the Browns.
17.
And everything else is just a bunch of junk.
What?
He went third overall in 2005 to the Cleveland Browns.
You're talking about going number one. He almost went number one to San Fran.
Really? Wow. I don't remember that.
Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
That's all right. Actually, today is his birthday, too. Well, happy birthday, Braylon Edwards.
Happy birthday, Braylon.
You know, I heard a story about him.
Bust.
Want to hear something sad? Well, he has a son, a son out of wedlock. And
okay.
I guess, I don't know about now, but at one point I heard that the mother of the child named him Braylon Jr., and he barely even knew the kid.
Really?
Like, how sad.
Yeah, it is.
I guess he spends more money in child support than he made.
In the NFL?
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I just heard stories about him.
I could see, what's his face?
Travis Henry?
No.
Travis.
Yeah. Well, and then isn't it Cromartie? Oh, yeah. And isn't it Cromartie, too?
Yeah. Cromartie doesn't even know all his kids' names.
Names, yeah, because he has so many from out of wedlock and everything.
That's
so.
Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers on this, but he's a good father.
One lady,
yeah.
You know, his wife, and that's just what they do in the off season.
How many kids is it?
9, I believe.
Yeah.
Nine, man. Like, that's got to be like, dude, seriously?
His last 9 off seasons, he's like, he's had a kid.
Like, dude, that's got to be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, dude.
Wow.
Seriously, man. Seriously. How do you even feel that after 9 kids? I'm serious, man. That's, could you imagine? Man,
I know.
I think after 3 kids, I'm getting snipped. Seriously.
I did.
If I was a professional athlete, I think, honestly, after 2 kids, I'm getting snipped. I don't care if I have kids. By the age of 19, I have 2 kids, I'm getting snipped.
Yeah.
That's just, I'm sorry. That's, like I said, that's got 9 kids by one. That's 9 years of your life that you've been pregnant. Could you imagine? Like I said, man, that's...
Wow. Hey.
Like I said, hot dog down a hallway, man.
Who were we just talking about? I completely...
Braylon Edwards. Anyways, I don't know how Braylon Edwards' birthday...
Hot dogs down hallways. Philip Rivers, sorry. I'm sorry.
I thought it was like six kids. I didn't realize it was nine.
Dude, yeah, they have a ton. They do. But so, yeah, Breland was a bust. He had the one good year, then he went to the Jets, and then just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, his rookie year, he only had 32 receptions, 512 yards, three receiving touchdowns. Now, that one breakout year was in 2007. So, two more years after his rookie year, he had 80 receptions, 1,289 yards, 16 touchdowns. And then what happened? He just took a nosedive. Hasn't been the same since. And over his total career, he had 359 receptions, 5,500 yards, 40 touchdowns. You know, that might not be bust material, but still. After that big year, you think, all right, this is his breakout. This is where he's going to just take off, but it didn't happen that way.
Yeah. I thought the same with my, obviously being a Michigan slappy the way I am. I loved the guy. I thought he was going to be huge. And I still, to this day, have a Braylon Edwards Cleveland Browns jersey.
Do you?
In my closet. Hmm. But
he was like one of the best receivers to come out of Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like
they gave him the number one.
Yeah.
The number one jersey. It's like, you got to be special to wear number one.
Yeah. One. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sorry, Braylon.
Oh, hey.
You're a bust.
Jeremy?
All right. My next guy. It's Sammy Watkins.
For what he was supposed to be, yes.
When he got drafted, I still remember the night he was drafted, because they were talking about the Lions moving up to draft him. And when he was drafted fourth, and when it came on the ticker underneath on draft night, when the fourth pick came and said trade, I was like, holy crap, the Lions just traded for Sammy Watkins. But it was Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I thought the guy was going to be a stud. I mean, his best year was his second year with Buffalo. 60 receptions, 1,047 yards, and 9 touchdowns. That was his best year. And after that, it was 430 yards, 593 yards, 519 yards. Not good. And with 2 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's... I guess, 2017, 39 receptions, 593 yards, and 8 touchdowns. That was the second best.
But it was all touchdown dependent, though.
Correct. So I thought the guy was going to be a massive stud, but he falls into the category of those Clemson receivers. They just don't do good in the NFL.
They have a hard time in the
NFL. They have a hard time. It's like running Alabama running backs.
Can you name a good Clemson wide receiver? I can name one.
Who?
Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Hopkins. Yeah. Hopkins.
Hopkins. Yeah. I mean, you know, but other than that, yeah, you're right. You know, Mike Williams hasn't done anything in the NFL that we all thought was going to be good.
Yes.
Clemson wide receiver.
Yeah, we thought that was going to be, Clemson was going to be wide receiver U.
Yes.
Yeah, and they just don't pan out in the NFL.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, they just don't pan out in the NFL. Correct. So, I got one for you guys next.
Okay.
So, play for Texas, running back. Was the fourth pick, first round, 2005, Cedric Benson.
Cedric Benson.
Yeah, Cedric Benson was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be good in the NFL.
Stud. So his first 4 years, 3 years in the league, he played for Chicago. So, his first 3 years, didn't rush over 650 yards.
Wow,
that ain't good.
Yep. Next year, he went to Cincinnati. Had 747 yards. Then the next 3 years following that was his best 3 years. He ran for 12, 11, and just over 1,000. But never could get over 7 touchdowns.
And then
he went to Green Bay, played 1 year in Green Bay. Was kind of a failure. He only rushed for 248 yards and a score that year. So, I mean, for being the fourth pick in the draft and only putting up 1,000-yard season in your career, that's a bust, man.
Agreed.
That's a big bust.
He beat Darius Geis.
He did. He did do that, but yeah, that's a bust to me, man. For the fourth overall pick, and you only get
3,000
yards, and the team that took him didn't even get that out of him. It was another team.
Cleveland, was it? Not Cleveland. No, Chicago.
Yeah, he played 3 years for Chicago, got traded to Cincy,
And then, they even drafted like Curtis Enos. I thought he was going to be good.
Yeah, Curtis Enos, Lindbeck, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mark?
Let's take another break. Yeah.
In a noisy, stressful world, quiet is the most valuable commodity. And the cabin of every Lincoln vehicle is designed with this principle in mind. Should you desire a little more melody, our available Revel audio system will not disappoint. The very same engineering that makes for a whisper-quiet interior provides a studio-like setting in which to rock out to your music, finding harmony all around you. That's the power of Sanctuary. And that's Lincoln.
Revel and the Revel logo are trademarks of Harman International Industries, registered in the United States and other countries.
All right, yeah, let's take another break. Welcome back, everybody, from that break. Mark.
I am up.
Do your man.
And my bust, my next bust, is Jamarcus Russell.
That's a big bust.
That's a big bust.
That is a huge bust.
I was high on him, man.
I wasn't that high on him. I kind of thought he was going to be a turd. He just had that turd feeling to me.
I wanted the Lions to draft him bad.
And it was confirmed. You know, he only had one okay good year. I mean, I shouldn't say okay. It was good.
Yeah.
For LSU. And I just had that feeling he was just going to be one of those Ryan Leafs coming out just.
Yeah, I had the same feeling.
Good year and just in it. And he proved it.
Yeah.
He was not a worker. That man was lazy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
Not a worker at all.
And it really came off his senior year where he lit it up. And
yeah, it was just one good
college football
year.
Scene.
Yeah.
But that's what he banked on. And
it helps a lot of kids, though. That all you got to have is just that one fire year. And if that fire year is your senior year, it's all it takes sometimes. And it did for him.
And
just that was just the worst pick by the Raiders.
Well, the Raiders make a lot of horrible picks.
Yeah, they're another
Darius Hayward Bay. I mean, year after year, it seemed like it was their thing, their staples.
That's another guy.
Stupid picks.
Speed. High it was just picks. Speed for Darius Hayward.
You know
who
the next pick was after Jamarcus Russell?
It's been so long. Who?
Calvin Johnson.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's when the Lions had Calvin Johnson, Roy Williams, and Mike Williams.
The last three. Yep. Yeah. They took back-to-back-to-back receivers.
Yeah.
And you want Jamarcus Russell over Calvin Johnson?
I was
at the time.
At the time, yes.
And we had who did we have
at quarterback?
Nobody.
I think it was Joe. It was
Garcia.
Anton, or was no. it Garcia?
Twinkle Toes. You just Kitna? Said Twinkle Toes.
Joey Blues guys. Remember when Tony Siragusa called him gay?
Right on the line, yeah. Right on TV.
You remember
can't get away
that?
That now.
Twinkle Toes Joe.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, he used to play the piano on the side.
He goes, I don't see him being a meat and potatoes guy. He's more of a piano player. It's like, dude, did he call him gay?
He was a piano player, yeah.
Hey, it takes some good talent to play the piano, so nothing wrong with that.
In the NFL, the piano don't matter. Can you throw for touchdowns? That man couldn't. He was another bust.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. But let's talk about Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
All right. Now, his rookie season, he only played in 4 games.
Okay.
No, he only started
one game. He held out.
Yeah,
that's why.
Right.
Oh, he was back far enough to where you could still hold out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he... He only attempted 66 attempts, 36 completions at 54% completion percentage, and 2 passing touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 373 yards.
Yeah, it's bad when they hold out, it's not smart because now you're behind.
Just like this year, like I said, all these kids that everybody was like, "Oh, not a good." Let's give these kids another year because of what happened this year.
True.
Like I say, yeah. Just like with Jamarcus Russell, when you held out like that, especially as a quarterback, you get behind.
Yeah,
big time.
Fast.
You need those training camps.
Yes, you do. You need every snap you can get.
Yeah,
that's what makes Justin Herbert even that more impressive, in my opinion.
Yeah,
he got none of that, man, and just tore it up this year.
This year, I'm scared this year to see what he's going to be this year.
You just hope he doesn't regress.
Yes. Yeah, I hope he doesn't.
Sophomore slump.
I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, I hope
he's
doesn't.
He's got a good supporting cast. I don't think he's going to, but.
Yeah. He's got a lot to prove.
So that was you, Jeremy, right?
No, that was me. Mark.
Okay. Let's
What else you got, Mark?
Just, I'm going to follow up the last 2 years of his career. Yeah. He only had three seasons. He played 15 games the following year, had 198 completions for 53.8% completion percentage, and 2,400 yards, 13 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. The following year, that's for his last year.
Yeah.
He had 120 completions, 48% completion percentage at 1,200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Wow. Doing good there, Jamarcus. Just, doing good.
That was it. That was his career.
All right.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right. My next guy, Tavon Austin.
Another receiver, man.
He was first round pick, 8th overall.
Yeah. I remember when he came
by the Rams.
By the Rams, yeah.
And this guy never amounted to anything.
Dude, he's been terrible.
So his best year was in 2016. He had 106 targets, 58 receptions, 509 yards.
Damn, only caught half his targets?
Yes. Oof. With only 3 touchdowns. Terrible. The most touchdowns he ever got was a year before, 2015, was 5. But he only had 4. He only had
guessing 4.
Yeah, he only had 52 receptions at 473 yards.
Terrible.
And they gave him a massive contract.
They did.
And I remember because they were on Hard Knocks, I believe, that year, and they gave they gave him that big contract, and the guy was a turd. He amounted to nothing.
Speed that does nothing in the NFL.
He's another guy.
Yep. Speed that does nothing in the NFL.
And it's the guy is.
And he wasn't even a big guy.
He wasn't.
You know?
He was a slot receiver.
Yeah, he was a slot guy.
Yes.
Absolutely. Slot guy, and like Mark said, slot guy gadget player.
Yeah. 5'8.
Tavon Austin. Yeah.
5'8, 179 yards.
That is tiny.
Yes.
Was it tiny. One season he was mixed up as a running back, too? Wasn't he a running back?
He came in as strictly wide receiver. No, the only one I can think that they kind of did that to him in Dallas. And then when Dallas let him go, then they tried to do that with Ty Montgomery from
Green Bay
from the Packers.
And they played for the Jets, Ty Montgomery did.
Yeah, but with Tavon Austin, yeah, they tried to do that with him a little bit in Dallas. Because like you said, he's just too small to be a – reminds me of Darren Sproles.
Yeah.
You know? So – you know,
what do you think about Darren Sproles?
I think he's a good NFL running back.
Yeah.
I think he made himself, I think he carved himself off a nice career in the NFL.
He did.
And he did what he knew his strong points, mm-hmm. and he just went with them. And he carved, like I said, he carved himself off a
and good all NFL the injuries career. That he went through.
And for as small as he was, he shouldn't have played in the NFL that small.
Still play?
Just ridiculous.
That was pretty impressive.
But yeah, so on to me.
Yes.
After Tavon. I'm going to go with one. He's a bigger name. He was in the first round, second pick in 2012. RG3. Yeah. Robert Griffin III. So with RG3, I think with a lot of him, it was just injuries, and then the injuries got into his head, and then himself got into his head, and I think it just ruined him. You know, he was good as a rookie. He came out, I remember he came out against New Orleans, just setting the world on fire. I remember.
But he's another one of those quarterbacks, though, that after that first year, they figured him out.
Yeah.
They did.
All he does is run.
Yeah.
So, his first year in the NFL, 15 games, he threw the ball 393 times with 258 completions, a 65% completion rate. He had 3,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, and only 5 picks.
It's not bad.
No, it's good, but second year, played in 13 games, he just regressed. Had over 456 attempts. Well, had 456 attempts. Still completed 60%, but the TD ratio just took it. It went from 20 to 5 in his first year to 16 and 12 his second year.
Wow.
And then after that, it was just nothing. 4 TDs, 6 picks, 2 TDs, 3 picks. Nothing. And then in 19, of course, the last 3 years he's been with.
It just kills me, Baltimore. Man.
Oh, and the other day, you guys, you know how we were talking about, you know, just a little bit off topic. We were talking about Tyrod Taylor, and one of you said that that happened to him in Cleveland. Are you sure it wasn't RG3 that?
No.
No, it was Tyrod Taylor.
Was it Tyrod mm-hmm. that? Johnny? I mean, not Johnny. I'm sorry.
Baker Mayfield
did that too. Yeah. Another bust.
No, it was a Thursday night game.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because I remember RG3 played a little bit for Cleveland, too.
Because that was their first win that they had in, like, 20-something, in, like, 20 games.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
It was a Thursday night game.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously with the numbers I just said, for being the second overall pick in the draft.
I just, see, this is the thing I just don't get.
You should have been good, and he's just been a dud.
I'm saying, how, like Lamar Jackson.
That's who I was going to.
I'm saying, how do you go from being the MVP of the league to, I mean, he's good. Lamar Jackson's good, but how do you go from being the MVP of the league to just being an average quarterback now?
Because you hit the head right on the nail. Yeah. They've got figured out.
Yep.
Once they, you want another one? He's on my list, but I'll bring him up. Colin Kaepernick. You took a team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You were in contention for the MVP. And I'm sorry what you, everybody said. Yes, I think Colin Kaepernick is definitely good enough to be a backup somewhere in the NFL.
Not now.
Maybe not now, but when everything
happened, when
stuff had happened with the kneeling and shit, he was good enough to be a backup somewhere. Just nobody wanted to deal with that bull crap. Yeah, how do you go from what he did to people figured him out?
Seriously, Colin Kaepernick, yeah, you were a super, you almost won the Super Bowl.
People,
if the power didn't go out,
yeah,
San Fran was winning the Super Bowl.
Don't bring that up again.
But seriously, no. But seriously, though, it's like, how do you go from being a stud to just,
you hit the nail? All right, people figure you out.
Is that just with running quarterbacks, though?
I think so. The problem is if you contain one of those running quarterbacks, they're not a pocket quarterback. They feel flustered. They can't get out of those tackle boxes. They feel cramped in. They don't like to throw the football from in there, you know?
They were talking on the radio.
You figure them out.
They were talking about Baltimore needs a receiver. So say like Allen Robinson or Kenny Galladay go to Baltimore. Does their value just plummet?
Their fantasy value plummet? I would consider it would plummet. I would not want to have anything to do with them.
Yes. No. Yes. I think they plummet. Their value plummets fantasy-wise. But I agree with him. He needs, I don't like Marquise Brown. He's just one of those guys that, once again, has speed and he's small. Yes. You can't make him a number one.
But I'm saying, okay, Chris Godwin. Say Chris Godwin goes there. Does Chris Godwin's value just go in the toilet?
I don't think his value goes in the toilet because he has to throw to somebody besides Mark Andrews. I mean, That's another problem.
They are a running team.
They are. They're going to be a running team.
That's why you want J.K. Dobbins or Gus Edwards.
Oh, I agree.
On your team.
I agree. And the only receiver you want on that team right now is Mark Andrews.
Yes.
But if they get an actual receiver that he can throw to on the outside, who knows?
But can he throw the ball?
He can't. He's never been proven to be a passing quarterback.
You're absolutely right.
Mark. He depends so much on his legs. That's all he's worth. It's just for the run.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's holding his value, too, in Dynasty. It's just he can possibly run for 60 yards to 120 yards. That's 6 to 12 points per game.
Exactly.
That's the only thing. It's his saving grace. No. Passing yards? No. It's not going to do it for him.
No, he can't. Like I said, Russell Wilson, Duke can throw, but he can also run. Same thing with
Yes, he can.
I know it sounds like I'm just talking about like the black quarterbacks, but it's like Randall Cunningham. The dude could throw the ball, man, but he could also run. And Michael Vick.
That dude could sling. Cunningham could sling.
Kyler Murray, I think he's a step up from Lamar Jackson, but I don't really like Kyler Murray because he's too small.
His size scares me with him running
the
football.
But you got Josh Allen, who's a big dude.
Josh Allen can run the ball. Yeah.
He can run.
Josh Allen can run.
He can throw.
Until this year, I want to see what Josh Allen can do next year because until this year, he was horrible. He had horrible accuracy with the football. Josh Allen did. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. He improved this year. Now let's see if he can improve even more or just keep that pace going into next year because before this year, he was bad when it came to being an accurate quarterback. Yeah. I mean, it was bad.
Well, they lined him up with Baker Mayfield, I think, for the Senior Bowl, and they were both throwing, and Josh Allen was missing his targets by a mile.
Yeah.
Wow. He had a good year, though.
Yeah, this year, he turned it around.
Yeah, definitely.
So. He's definitely going to be an elite quarterback.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If he keeps it going, he's going to be in the talk right there with Lamar, Patty. Yep, with all those guys. Yeah. So, Mark.
I'm up.
Your next guy, man.
I'm going to tag team this one.
Tag team back again.
Royce Freeman and Monte Ball.
There you go. Both of them. Yeah.
Two Denver running backs.
Oh, man.
A lot of people.
You got to throw that shade my way, don't you, with the Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
I took that guy in the. I had three first round picks in that draft, and I took Sony Michel, bust. Royce Freeman, bust. And Ronald Jones, probably going to be a bust. I mean, he kind of turned it around that year. I mean, this year, but, you know, let's see what happens.
My first year playing Dynasty was in Dave's league.
Okay.
And Dave paid for Monty Ball. What would you pay? Just go back to then, because people were high on Monty Ball. What would you pay for him?
60.
Okay, 70. Yeah, that's what he paid. He paid like 60, 70 bucks for him.
Ah, damn.
Like, he was a turd. He was like, Dave, come on, bro. He was kicking himself in the ass for that.
No, everybody, but we all make, like I just said, I took freaking Sony Michel instead of Nick Chubb. I took Royce Freeman instead of Nick Chubb. I took Ronald Jones even instead of Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
We all do it. We all make dumb mistakes when it comes to Dynasty. You know?
Exactly.
So
yeah, it happens.
You know, it's not like we're all wizards and we're all clairvoyant and can be like, this guy's going to be a stud.
For sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's just a lot of it has to do with gut and heart. And sometimes your gut and heart smacks you in the face and says, ha-ha, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Royce Freeman was drafted in the third round, 71st overall.
But come on, if you told me Royce Freeman or the undrafted Phillip Lindsay coming out of the backfield, I'm going to say the third round pick.
I thought Royce Freeman was going to be a stud.
No.
Royce Freeman's problem is
I didn't think he'd be a stud, but I thought he'd be
good.
He was going to be serviceable
in the NFL. He was going to be a starting running back for Denver.
Yes.
He had the body type. He was run between the tackles. They like to do that in that cold up there. I just think he was just ran too much at Oregon. And he just everything gave out on him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was used and abused at Oregon.
Yes, he was.
Kind of like A.J. Dillon was at Boston College.
You know who else was used and abused but turned out to be a stud?
Who's that?
Was Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
He was abused at Michigan State.
Yeah, oh, he was.
I thought he wasn't. And that's another thing. In one of my other leagues I was in,
injuries just caught up to him.
Oh, yes.
To Bell.
But I picked because – I'm just learning dynasty. So my running backs were very weak. All I had was Chris Johnson as a running back. His rookie year, the guy offered me Le'Veon Bell and like a third round pick, and I said no.
For Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
You should have.
But who knew Bell was going to turn out to be who he was? But anyway.
Right. No, I agree. Right.
Anything else?
So, Mark? Let's just go back to Royce Freeman's first year.
We haven't talked about Monte.
But, hang on.
Ball didn't really even get on the field that much. I mean, it was terrible for that guy. He was little,
wasn't he?
He was
a little bowling ball.
Yeah.
You know, like he was, and he just couldn't get it. He just couldn't get it going.
He was like a Maurice Jones-Drew size running back.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And he just couldn't get it going.
Yeah.
But he only started 8 games, rushed for 130 attempts for 521 yards, five touchdowns. Just wasn't utilized like we thought he would be because Phillip Lindsay kind of came
Phil in. Phillip Lindsay stole the show.
Screwed his career right out of the gates.
It wasn't Lindsay's fault. Lindsay just came in with a freaking fire under his ass where Freeman didn't.
Yeah. Undrafted.
So.
And then the following year, 132 attempts, 496 yards, 3 touchdowns. So it's almost comparable. And then this past year, 35 attempts, 170 yards, 0 touchdowns. So
they added Melvin Gordon too, which didn't help.
Yeah.
Once they added Melvin Gordon, I mean the writing is on the wall that Royce Freeman's out of there.
Exactly. So.
Hey, hopefully you can catch on though somewhere else and do something.
Now, let's do Monty Ball real quick.
Yeah, no, go for it.
He was actually 511, or 511.
<He's> 511.
Big guy.
Yeah, 511.
5'11", 214 pounds. Oh, so, okay. not that bad for size.
Yeah, not too bad.
And he only had two seasons. Yeah, his first season was comparable to Royce Freeman. 120 attempts, 559 yards, four touchdowns.
And then everybody said, all right, here we go. Second year. He's going to be a stud now. He got them rookie jitters out of the way.
55 attempts, 172 yards, one touchdown.
One touchdown. Oh, man.
That's it. Close the books on Monty Ball.
And Royce Freeman, you both are done.
Can I ask you about a guy, just yes or no, if he was a bust, Lamar Miller?
No. Yeah.
Running
no.
back?
Yeah. Lamar Miller? Lamar
from the Texans. From the
Miami.
Texans.
He Miami. Started,
he, Miami. Yeah, Miami. Well, his first few years were pretty crummy, but he turned it around before he went to Houston.
He's a bust.
Like, his last 2 years were
He had two or three good years. Gotcha. He's a bust.
I was just curious.
I don't know. I
was big on the guy. That's why.
Well, I would consider him a bust. He should have been better than what he was.
Okay.
All right, Jeremy.
All right, my next guy. I remember this guy. I remember he was drafted like it was yesterday. He was when my oldest daughter was born. She was born with special needs. And we just came home from the hospital like a week before with Gabby.
Uh-huh.
And watching the draft, it was the same thing with Matt. He was Matt Stafford, went number one. And the Lions traded Roy Williams to Dallas for a first-round pick. And they took Brandon Pettigrew. I still remember. I was like, what the hell? No! And then my wife is like, there's an issue with Gabby. We need to go to the hospital. I'm like, no! So it was like back to back. Like, what the hell? It's like, they took Brandon Pettigrew, and now I'm rushing my kid to the hospital. And it's like, the night just couldn't get worse.
Right.
And it was terrible. I'm like comparing Brandon Pettigrew to my kid going to the hospital.
Right.
Like, how terrible. But this Brandon,
He was bad in the NFL, man. Oh, my God. Stone hands.
Yes. Looking at his numbers, his best year was 2011. 83 receptions, 777 yards, and five touchdowns. That was his best.
My God.
And I was pissed. When they drafted him, I wanted Ray Malaluga. I thought they were going to take Ray Malaluga. We needed a linebacker.
He went to Cincinnati.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
And then even, too, because he was another one who had problems. Ray Malaluga had issues.
Yeah, he did.
And then the second round comes around, and the Lions picked again. I was like, holy crap, they're going to get Ray Malaluga. And he still didn't take him.
Right.
And Brandon Pettigrew, he's the Lions' curse. He was trash.
He was a curse. Big time. Oh, my God. Stone hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had the size.
He was the reason why we lost against Dallas in the playoffs.
Oh, the pass interference?
Yeah.
There was still eight minutes left in that game, though.
Had a chance to catch it, he would not have caught it.
Still had eight minutes left in that game.
Man. Stone hands. That's all I got to say about that, man.
But they got rid of Roy Williams at a good time because after that, he was just nothing.
He was coming off a career year. Yes.
All I know about Roy is I don't care what down. I don't care.
First down.
Do not care what the score was. If you were losing by 15 or 32, man, that boy, when he got a first down, he was telling you he got one.
I believe.
Even if it wasn't a first down, it's just pathetic.
I believe it was. I think it was my stepdad, Mark, and I went to the Thanksgiving game when they played Atlanta.
Okay.
And we were down 20-something points in the third quarter or something, and here's Roy Williams getting that first down, and you're down massive, and you're just doing the first down. Mark's like, bro.
Right, come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Look at the scoreboard, homie.
Yeah, look at the scoreboard. Right. You're bragging about a first down. Why don't you get your ass in the end zone?
Yep, there you go. Absolutely. He did that all the time.
Who was there? No, that,
so annoying.
And that was a year, too. It was like, who was Atlanta's tight end then? I mean, he had
Crumpler.
Yes, eight.
Crumpler.
LG Crumpler. I had
LG Crumpler.
Three touchdowns he had the game. I'm like, dude, 18 points just off touchdowns I got from him.
LG Crumpler.
Yep. And it was good.
Yeah, I love LG.
Yes. Crumpler was good in Atlanta.
Yes, he was.
I remember him.
Yes.
That was awesome.
So Brandon Pettigrew, turd.
Pettigrew. Terrible. So my next one?
Yeah.
Probably my favorite player on this list. Honestly, he was only a second rounder, 61st pick in the second round in 2013. He played for the Pack and the Seahawks. My man, Fat Eddie. Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy.
My God, I loved that dude coming out of Alabama. This guy gave me my disdain for Alabama running backs. I was so big on this.
I still
guy.
Remember, like, when we first started hanging out again, I joined yeah. your redraft league.
Yes.
And you took him second overall, and the guy was just a turd.
Yeah. So his two best years were his first 2 years. He ran for over 1,100 yards both years, had 11 touchdowns his first year, 9 the second. And then literally after that, 700 yards, 3 touchdowns, 300 yards, no touchdowns, 179, no touchdowns, out of the league. And he ate himself out of the league. I mean, this guy came into training yeah. camp looking like...
He was massive.
Dude, he was like 300-something pounds.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I love food, he said.
Well, dump truck, man.
He literally
man.
Ate himself out of the league.
He wasn't so, little Debbie. He was fat Debbie.
He was fat Debbie. Oh, my God, dude.
Him and Calvin Benjamin, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was yeah. another one, man.
Yeah, he was another one. Boys. Absolutely. But, yeah, ugh. Just Eddie just ate himself out of the league, honestly. Yeah. He really did. You know, like I said, so career stats, he played in, like I said, 60 games, only had 857 rushing yards, 23 TDs, though. So here's so when he played, they're being generous here, 5'11", 250. And that's
he
generous.
More than 250.
Oh, absolutely. And that's being generous with the guy.
I'm 215. And
yeah. He's a big boy. He's yeah. a big dude. Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to take one last break.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back. All right, guys?
Yeah. A little stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody, welcome back to Dynasty Fantasy Football Full Throttle. Last time, I promise, guys. Last break.
All right. And Mark? My next bust.
Bust that on us. Yes. Bust it all over us.
I'm going to bust it loose.
All right. Who is it?
Charles Rogers.
Oh, yeah. That was Rogers. Just all over my face.
Yeah.
Gosh,
we,
what a.
As Lions fans, we had what a high bust. Hopes. And him being from Michigan State, growing up in Saginaw. I mean, it was definitely just. Oh,
China doll.
Rogers. Dream come true.
I was a huge China doll fan.
He was such a China doll.
He was being compared to Randy Moss.
And he was a China doll when he got to the NFL.
Do you remember that first game?
Him and Anquan?
Harrington.
No. So Charles Rogers' first game in the NFL, I want to believe he went up against Anquan Boldin. They both lit it up.
Yeah.
And they both lit it up. And then because I drafted him in your brother's, in Mike's league. I drafted Charles Rogers, and then after week two, it's like, oh, sweet, he's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then week two, snap. Like, yeah, and he was done after that.
NFL career was over.
Yep, it was done. He broke his collarbone, and his career was over.
He was
going to
be the savior of Detroit, like yes. you said, because he came from Saginaw, came from here. Dude, and then after football, I know he got, like, really bad into drinking and drugs.
During.
But yeah, well, the pain pills. Yep.
Remember, he was. They found him passed out
at a stoplight. Yep.
In the middle of the road, strung out on drugs.
Yep.
And then I think he kind of changed his life.
Yeah, he did. He moved down to Florida. He opened up a body shop.
Yeah.
A body shop, car body shop, was doing great. And then
unfortunately,
they found
he died.
Yeah, they found him dead.
What did he die from?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Huh? Was it cancer?
Yeah, that's sad.
Really?
Yeah, he was. I didn't know that. Battling cancer for like a year and a half.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow, is he a stud?
Yeah, I mean, in college, he was just the man, dude. He was the man. He wore the number one.
He was the stud.
Yes. He was the number one in the
of that draft too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I remember that first game, and
it was
they were
Anquan,
comparing.
Dude. Anquan had like 200 and something yards.
Oh, in the game, but I'm saying because Andre Johnson was drafted right after him.
Yeah, yeah, in the
by
game,
the Texans.
Yes,
I forget who went one.
But the crazy thing was, too, they were making comparisons to Joe Montana? And Jerry Rice with Harrington and Charles Rogers. It was stupid.
Twinkle toes.
But that was like
Twinkle toes a turning, and China doll. My God.
Turning point for the Lions, I thought that game was, and I'm like, man, they're finally going to be good. And, yeah, Charles Rogers breaks his collarbone, and that was it.
Yeah, he just did. Yeah, he didn't have, definitely did not have a successful career. That's for sure.
No, he Jeremy. well, 2003, his rookie year, he only started 5 games, 22 receptions, 243 yards, 3 touchdowns. You got those 2 touchdowns in that first game. Most of those receiving yards in that first game.
Yeah, Carson Palmer went number one in that draft.
Okay, yeah,
2003.
Gotcha, USC boy.
He didn't do anything the following year because I think he was battling injuries, and then he.
He got in trouble for his career.
Yeah.
Smoking weed.
It was his collarbone. He just that collarbone would never fuse back together, and it just kept breaking on him.
Yep.
And then 2005, 14 receptions, 197 yards,
got hurt again,
and a touchdown. And yeah, that was it.
It was it, man. Like I said, it was just the whole collarbone. It just would not fuse for him.
Yeah,
it's just crappy because the guy could have been good in the NFL.
Absolutely,
he really could have been.
Yep.
Jeremy.
Okay, my next guy. I mean, when he was drafted, he was walking in. He was replacing, to me, the greatest receiver of all time, Randy Moss, and that's Troy Williamson.
Troy Williamson.
They traded Randy Moss to the Raiders for that 7th overall pick, and it was Troy Williamson.
God, what a bust.
This is like the definition of a bust.
Oh, I know.
So his first season, his rookie season, he played 14 games, was started 3, but he had 24 receptions and 2 touchdowns, 372 yards.
My God.
Touchdowns, that's his best, his 2 touchdowns.
What?
His overall best season was the second season in 2006. This is terrible. 76 targets, 37 receptions,
okay,
455 yards, and a goose egg for touchdowns.
What numbers? Them are MVP and then Hall of Fame numbers right there.
And then the year after, his third year, 18 receptions, 1 touchdown. Then he went to Jacksonville. He played eight games, started 1, 5 receptions, 1 touchdown. His last season in 2009,
so they
started
traded
1, 3 receptions, 0 touchdowns, 34 yards.
So they traded Randy Moss for the 7th pick and then replaced that with that? Wow,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Oakland Raiders in a nutshell, though.
Yeah.
It seemed like
Raiders made out there.
Yeah.
Multiple years straight, though, they just made some piss poor picks.
I mean, not that Randy Moss was good when he played for Oakland.
No.
No.
But still.
He was good when he played for New England.
He did. He put up some numbers for New England. So, all right. My next one is, hurts me to put this guy on the list because he was a Niner. But I'm going to go with Colin Kaepernick. You know, you took your team to the Super Bowl and then you just fell off the earth. I mean, I don't even think, like Jeremy said, I think just people figured him out. Excuse me. So I just think people just figured him out, and he just was terrible.
Wasn't good.
After that, he was just bad. Him and Harbaugh just together were not good.
No.
After their Super Bowl run that next year.
Yeah, what was his numbers?
You know, Kaepernick's numbers from, do you want the Super Bowl year?
No, the Super Bowl year was phenomenal. He had you can look at it. To me, it was the year after.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
His numbers were terrible. Well, yeah, let's look it up.
All right, Jeremy, you got those numbers?
Yeah, I got his numbers.
All right, let me look at them.
Okay, so in 2012, what year did they go to? I think 2013 is when they went to the Super Bowl.
I believe so, yes.
Going in, like, the season in 2014 was correct, the actual year of the, you know.
Yes,
you
the
know
2014 Super okay Bowl, yes.
So 2013, he had 3,197 yards passing with 21 touchdowns and 8 receptions.
Eight interceptions.
2014, he had 3,369 yards with 19 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. So this is when he went down. The following year, he had, he played 8 games, started 8 games,
probably
played
had,
9.
Probably had a, over a little.
1,650.
I was going to say over
1,615 yards with 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. And then 2016, passing yards was terrible. 2,241 yards, 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Still, it's bad.
It's bad.
You just took your team to the Super Bowl. You should have been a stud, but you weren't.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of
running quarterback, man.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Both those quarterbacks in that Super Bowl had their runs that year. Him and Flacco both. Yeah. And then after that, they just both dropped
Flacco
off.
Got that $100 million contract.
He said, "I'm checking out."
Yeah.
Later.
Yep.
Mark, next one, your last one, bud. Make it a good one.
Oh, man, about that Johnny Manziel.
That's a good one.
Show me the money.
Show me the dude. Just give it to me.
Dollar bill,
y'all. Give it to me. Johnny Manziel. Yeah. What a turd. What a bust. He's actually playing in an indoor football league right now that where the fans pick the plays.
Oh, man.
Wow. Talk about just going from just on the, you know, just the top of the mountain. Now you're down at the bottom of the bottomest of the peasant freaking village looking up.
Sounds like some game show.
You know, so. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
But, yeah, and he wasn't. Well, he was still drafted in the first round, but wasn't that high of a pick. 22nd overall.
Still, you're a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
I don't know. I never really thought highly of the guy.
Neither did I.
He was just too cocky.
He was just a turd to me. Absolutely.
You know, came
never had the size. And once again,
Silver Spoon pointed out,
the one concept of this, where they're bus, another running guy.
Yes.
Even when you look at Jake Locker.
Yeah, I forgot about him being a running quarterback. Yeah, he was a running quarterback.
Even Jake Locker, even when we were talking about him, he ran the ball a lot, too.
Yes.
So, a lot of...
He benefited a lot from Mike Evans. Remember, Mike Evans was
his receiver. Oh, yeah, with Johnny Manziel. Yes, yes, at Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Texas Tech, right?
A&M.
A&M, Texas A&M. Yep, there you go.
But Texas Tech was...
Patty
Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes, yeah. Correct.
Yeah, he only started two games his rookie year. Threw for 35, had 18 completions, 51% completion rating. And then and
you could just see it when he played the game. He wasn't made for the NFL.
No. Too little. Manziel.
Yeah. He just wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 6 foot, 207 pounds.
I mean, that's small for a quarterback.
He's compared to Kyler Murray.
It's Kyler Murray. Murray's shorter, I think.
Kyler Murray's like 5'11", 6 foot. He's right around there.
But I think Kyler Murray cares about winning.
Oh, he does.
Manziel
didn't. Johnny Manziel was about him.
Yes.
I mean, partying.
He was all about the party.
He wasn't about
the game. No, it seems like Kyler Murray's about the game.
Yeah, oh, definitely. He definitely is. Yes. Kyler Murray is totally. He's a student of the game.
Yes.
So.
Agreed.
Yeah, he had 2 picks that rookie year. No touchdowns. Followed up his last year in the league, played 6 games, 129 completions, 57.8%.
Just another carousel for the Browns quarterback, you know. Thank God they finally got Baker, but, I mean, just that carousel. And I never thought Baker was going to do what he has done, honestly, in the NFL so far. But, Jeremy, last one?
This is the last pick. You know, I've had multiple guys I went through. I thought about Marquise Lee. I thought about Ashley Lee.
Yeah.
Thought about Brady Quinn. I even thought about, I was going to go with Rashard Mendenhall.
Oh.
But I went against it. This guy I'm going with is Lawrence Maroney.
Lawrence Maroney, running back.
21st pick.
Patriots?
The Patriots. 21st overall pick in the
Minnesota,
2006.
Right?
No, the Patriots.
College, Minnesota.
Oh. I don't know where he went. I believe so.
Yeah, Minnesota.
So I'm looking at his numbers. Like I said, I still remember the year he came out. I drafted him with the 6th overall pick in our redraft. I was so high on the guy.
Wow.
Yes.
And especially because he went to New England.
Yes,
I mean, he was a running team.
Yes, I thought he was going to be a stud.
Get it.
His best year was his second year in 2007. He had 185 rushes for 835 yards and 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
That was his best year.
Wow.
His second best year was 2 years later in 2009. He actually had more rushes and 194 attempts at 757 yards and 9 touchdowns.
That's bad.
That's terrible.
It is. It's bad.
I had high hopes on the guy.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Yeah, he when he played in college, you know, obviously because he played for Minnesota in the Big Ten, we got to watch him.
Yes.
He was good.
Yes, I agree.
He was good.
So,
he really was.
Yeah, and he was a bust. So
absolutely, he was the epitome of a bust, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
And say, and going is like New England, because New England never really had a running back.
No.
In the 20 years that New England's been good, or been a...
I know he was on his, like, the down end of his career, but the only one I can think of was... Yeah, Corey Dillon. Yep, Corey Dillon.
Yeah, that was the only running back they've ever had that was good.
But that was a name, even. That was like a name.
But they won the Super Bowl with him, and he played good.
Yeah, he played good
with New England that year.
He did.
But New England has
He was on the down out of because he left the Bengals, you know, and he was still old.
So. I mean, maybe LeGarrette Blount was serviceable.
But only when he was with New England.
Yes.
I mean, he had one okay year with Tampa.
And with Pittsburgh. He was okay. Pittsburgh caught him that one year.
Yeah, because him and Le'Veon Bell got caught smoking weed together.
And then he went back to New England and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Good for you.
So, but yeah, I don't think New England's ever had a running back.
Not like a big name.
It's just like receivers. They've never had a receiver.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, once again,
on the downhill.
And Wes Welker was.
And Julian Edelman.
Yes. But did Tom Brady make them? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, my last guy.
Okay.
You know, so for my last guy, just like you said, I had people on my list like Trent Richardson. I had EJ Manuel, Corey Coleman, Josh Rosen. The last guy I'm going with, he just takes that the epitome of that guy that I say has speed, and that's it. And that's John Ross. What a waste of a first-round pick. That was the 9th pick overall he was. And just a few years ago, 2017. And I looked up his stats just to, but I was going to tell you I'm not even going to because it's not even worth it. Yeah. Last year alone, he had 2 catches for 17 yards.
Wow.
His career is 51 catches for 733 yards. And surprisingly, he's been in the end zone 10 times. Doesn't seem like he has been.
Yeah.
But he's just been the epitome of just a bust. And he's not even that, you know, he's got speed. And he's not even that small. He's 5'11 and almost 200 pounds.
Yeah.
195. So, I mean, it's not like he's small even, like, for a slot guy. I don't get why these guys come out. And just since Tariq Hill, everybody's been reaching for that next Tariq Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since Tariq Hill, everybody, you know, speed and that can, you know, keep up body-wise with the game. And everybody keeps on swinging and missing. Yep. Everybody does. Henry Ruggs seems like he's going that way. John Ross has been that. So he's the epitome of a bust to me right now.
Agreed.
So, you know, so that's it for
you got any honorable mentions, Mark?
Yeah, you got any honorable mentions like me and Jeremy threw out? You
know, of course, Sony Michel. Who could forget him?
Yeah, Sony Michel. Absolutely.
And Matt Leinart.
Leinart's a big one. Absolutely.
We thought he'd be good, too.
Yeah.
Going 10th overall in the 2006 draft. Just another disappointment.
Yeah.
Went to the Cardinals and didn't do much. And then Deontay Foreman, Houston Texans. The
running back Texans, He was good. Yeah. He was supposed to be something.
Yeah, I was big on that guy.
Yeah, and then just injuries just derailed that.
Yeah, he had the Achilles injury. Later on. Well, no, mid-season.
Nothing after that. Just
and
you
can't really ever recover from Achilles injury.
It's hard. It's hard, especially for a running back.
Can't get your speed back.
Yeah, it's really hard for a running back. I mean, for a quarterback, it's not too bad. You know, what's-his-face did it, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
He did it when he blew out his Achilles, but I just, like I said, that's a pocket passing quarterback. So
and carry,
you guys want to get into
more. Kerryon Johnson.
Okay, Kerryon.
And Darius Heyward-Bey.
Yeah, for another guy with that speed.
Oakland
Kenny
Raiders.
Britt was another one.
Kenny Britt. You said him.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mention Kenny Britt.
I thought you did.
I didn't realize I mentioned.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You guys want to get into some turds of the week?
Turds of the week. We get a song now.
I want to be a turd of the week.
Wow.
What about you?
Who's who?
Who's your turd?
Who wants to start? Mark, go ahead. You know, you started off today, so why don't you start with yours?
My turn of the week was a former contestant on Jeopardy making a racist gesture about...
Idiot.
Well, she's a female, and she was on a, I guess, subway train in New York, and she wasn't paying attention to where she was and where she was going. And apparently, she thought she was in the wrong part of the neighborhood and got scared. And it was just an uncomfortable feeling for her. This is just what she had to say on Jeopardy about her experience. She said, "Yes, I was doing a summer program. I was in Manhattan, and I didn't know a single person in New York City.
Manhattan.
And shockingly, I didn't make any friends in the program. I wonder why." Explained the Jeopardy contestant. "So I would spend my time riding the subway around the city." Okay.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. There's a thing called Facebook and... I mean, all these social media outlets, but apparently she doesn't know anything about that. Well, anyway, she explained that she wasn't paying attention and accidentally found herself in Jamaica, Queens. She didn't specify if she was riding the F-E, J, or Z train. I had no idea how I got there. This was very much pre-Uber, pre-smartphone, she added. So a terrifying moment, just me in an abject fear. It's like...
So she's just saying because she's in a predominantly black neighborhood that she was scared?
Yeah.
You're a turd. Yeah, girl, a whop. Yeah.
You know how many people I've had conversations with about racism? And I've literally asked them, it's like... I can understand, like, okay, you can hate, there's, like, individual people, like, okay, I don't like a white person, I don't like a black person, I don't like a Mexican person, just down the line. But I've asked people, like, why do you hate a whole race? And they never have an answer.
You know what it is?
Just because. It's just because.
And you know what? You know, either that or it's because they had one bad encounter with one person of that race, and now they just think everybody's like that.
And you know,
that's so ridiculous.
And I asked people, too, I was like, okay, you've had, okay, so a white person, okay, you had a bad experience, say, with a black person. Don't like that person, but how many bad experiences have you had with white people? Tons. So right. Should you hate all white people?
Right.
No. I'm just so, it's like.
Racism's out of control.
No,
we need to just everybody get along.
This is why, you know what? Life is too damn short. After having my daughter with special needs, you know what? I realize life is too freaking short to be pissed off all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is. Enjoy your, you have one life.
Absolutely.
Enjoy it.
And for that woman, because you want to be like that, you are our Mark's turd of the week.
Get a life.
Okay.
Flush down that toilet.
I'm going to, it's maybe this going down the same road you did with the whole racism. My turd of the week is with the NFL not releasing what Tom Brady said to the Honey Badger.
I want to know what he said.
I think if it wasn't racist,
they would just let it
go.
Yeah, because they showed that.
They would release it.
Live.
I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
But I think I personally believe he said something racist. It might not have been.
And I told you guys earlier that I saw a clip on Facebook. I wish I could find it again. Of Tom Brady and Ed Reed.
Yeah.
Or was either Ed Reed or Earl Thomas. I can't remember.
You said Earl Thomas earlier.
Yeah, I think it was Earl Thomas. And they say you can't hear even what Brady's really saying, but they're trying to say that it's something racist.
I don't know if he said the N-word, because I think if he said the N-word, Honey Badger would have beat the hell out of him.
I don't care, Super Bowl or not.
Yeah, he would have beat the hell out of him.
Yeah, I don't think it
was. But I think he said something.
I don't think it was nothing racist. I just think it was something that got underneath Honey Badger's skin. But, yeah, why isn't the NFL?
I think he said something he wasn't supposed to say.
It was something enough to where the NFL's keeping it hush.
He might have called them, which I know, like, said a lot of my, like, the, like, black people I'm friends with, they don't like to be called a bitch.
Right.
And maybe call them a bitch.
Maybe. And yeah, shut up, you little bitch, or something like that, maybe.
That's a no-go.
Yeah, huh?
And for me, the NFL not releasing what Tom Brady said.
I agree. We all need to hear. And for the NFL, we are flushing you. We're going to probably flush you a lot, NFL.
Yeah, it's not going to be the first and not the last.
Right. This is definitely not the last time you're going to be a turd. So my turd of the week, it's because of what happened to Vincent Jackson. And we talked about Kellen Winslow earlier. I think a lot of his problems is CTE. I think Vincent Jackson ended up eventually dying because of CTE. I think he drank himself to death.
Oh, is that how he died? I never heard how he died yet.
This never came out yet.
Okay.
That I have heard as well. They're still doing a lot of autopsy and a lot of studies on him. I know his family released his brain to the Boston Center for CTE work. So my turn of the week is going to be CTE.
And the NFL falls in that category too.
Yeah. It does. It absolutely does.
Burying their head in the sand.
It's been going around for too long. I know these guys know what they're getting into when they go play, but it is sad to see people like, especially now, like people that are suffering from it when they really didn't know what was happening. Like the people like Vincent Jackson, you know, and Junior Seau's along those lines.
Yeah, when you shoot yourself in the heart instead of the head.
Because you want your brain to be studied.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yes, absolutely. And for that, CTE, NFL, once again, you're getting flushed. You're my turd of the week. RIP Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
And when it comes to Kellen Winslow, you're just a sick man. I hope you rot for 14 years.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's good. I'm okay.
There's something else I'd like to say.
Yeah, go for it, man.
I want to give a shout out to Mark over here for all the hard work he's done.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
You're busting your ass. It's
our Facebook page is massive because of you.
And yes, it is. It's all because of you.
Yeah.
The work you've put in, you put absolutely. In the hard work, and thank you.
Yeah, it's getting big.
And it's getting bigger and bigger. It's like even having conversations with some of these guys.
Yeah, it's awesome.
On here, it's like one dude I talked to, I've had a couple conversations with. He seems like a cool dude, man.
Yeah, give him a shout out.
J. Cliff Seely.
Shout out to you, boy.
It seems like a cool dude,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for being part of our
thank you. And it's like
our group and everybody else. You know, Mark, thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yes, you've done
a
lot.
We wouldn't be as big as we are right now without you.
Yes,
and thank you for everybody
put the word if you can put the word out there for us.
Yes, do it. You know,
we love doing this. We enjoy every minute of it. We look forward to it.
It's what we want
every
to do.
Sunday. We look forward to doing this every Sunday.
We're going back and forth all week,
and we just it's fun. It's we like entertaining people.
We want to get to that point where we can do this for you guys maybe 5 days a week.
Yes, that would be phenomenal.
You know, that's our goal.
So if you guys could possibly just put our name out there.
Thank you all that have accepted the friends requests and have been following us and have been interacting. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It grows and it grows and grows every day.
Absolutely. It does. And we appreciate it.
Thank you
guys
so much.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Till next week.
Yeah.
We're out.